Ah, there's someone at the door. Now look, I'm expecting one of the key people in our strategy. Now remember what I told you, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Grandog, show our guest in.
Bam Ravishanka Haftorah, shanty shanty, Jesus loves you.
This is the Reverend Tim Drooley. Tim, I'd like you to meet my son, Lieutenant Clyde Junker.
What's happening, Lieutenant? My friends call me Spike.
Now, you wouldn't know it with those hippie clothes and beads, but Dr. Tim is a medically trained missionary, and he's setting up our methadone program for us. We feel he's exactly the right kind of fella to deal with our drug-dependent GIs.
God plus methadone equals hope.
What's methadone?
It's the only sure cure for junk, Lieutenant. It's the cool drug. You don't get sick, and you don't get high. You just stay on it.
How come?
Because it's 10 times as addictive as the leading pain reliever. Yeah, and the government gives it away for free, and it's easy. It comes mixed with orange juice in a nice little Dixie cup. Like, which would you choose, Lieutenant? This little cup? Or this needle?
Oh, my God.
It's a priest.
Oh, I did not mean to freak you out, Lieutenant.
Not at all, right. Tim. I'm sure that's an effective demonstration. And I'm going to recommend your techniques when we open up our next methadone clinic.
Isn't one enough, Ambassador?
I want to stop this infamous traffic as quickly as possible. I'm going to start at the bottom and go right to the top.
You're going to take on Mr. Big?
How much of this drug trade does Mr. Big really control?
That's hard to say, Ambassador, but just the vibes from his operation are outrageous. A totally heavy cat, very yang. But you're probably heavy yourself, Ambassador. You're a crusader against junk. But this is the 20th century, and crusaders should watch out for that big electric can opener. Well, I've got to split.
I was planning to send some press boys to your clinic to give you a write-up for the American public. But maybe you think that approach is old hat.
Old hat? No, that's where it's at, Ambassador. Lots of publicity. But I have a pressing engagement. Later, Lieutenant, and smile, because Jesus loves you.
Well, I'm sorry Tim couldn't stay longer. I was sure you'd get a positive hit off him.
It was him. I'm sure of it. Gosh, should I tell Dad? No, it's too early yet.
What's the matter, boy?
I have to see someone right away, Dad. Bye, and
please be careful.
Oh, Mr. Junker, your son leave in big hurry, eh?
Yes, I wish I knew what was on that kid's mind.
Burning with the realization that his father has apparently been duped, Clyde rushes out of the embassy to confront Drooley, the man he now suspects of being Harold's killer. But Drooley has taken advantage of his head start to disguise himself as a fencing student. In his confusion, Clyde rushes up to what looks like an innocent bystander and...
Say, did you see a reverend go by here?
Well, let's see. Did he have a purple caftan?
That's right.
Long platinum hair,
yeah.
Dark glasses?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he talk like this? Jesus loves you.
That's him.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't notice.
Oh.
Why are you looking for him, kid?
I saw him kill a friend of mine with an overdose of heroin.
You saw him kill?
Yeah.
A reverend?
Yeah,
huh?
His name is Tim Drooley.
So, you're an eyewitness to a murder.
Yeah, the only one, too.
My, how intriguing to find you alone on this deserted street.
And he pretends to be helping drug addicts. Oh, the hypocrisy in this place.
You don't know the half of it, kid.
You know, he was disguised as a priest. He had the cap, he had the robes, he had the rosary, he even had the
Fix.
It's you! No, not the needle again!
Now you're in my power, kid. Okay, who else have you told about this priest? Well, that little dose should keep Junior out of the picture for a while. Now I have time to think of a way to eliminate him and his meddling father for good. That shouldn't be too hard for me. After all, I've had the best assassination training in the world. All at the expense of the American taxpayer.
Ah!
the prototype of an agent of intelligence. I graduated Yale. I have mixed with men of affluence. I give guns here, junk there. I inspire confidence. From Michoacán to Kathmandu, to counterbalance insurgents.
To counterbalance insurgents.
Of the Bay of Pigs, the press was moderately critical. With the Pueblo crisis, citizens grew skeptical.
Thus embarrassed, Washington conceded points political.
But our budget's growing yearly.
Yearly.
For my service indispensable.
My service indispensable.
You heard about the halls of Montezuma, shores of Tripoli. Blood and guts has been replaced with an updated policy.
Infiltration, co-optation,
for democracy. After all, what ship of state could stay afloat?
Glug, 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 glug.
Dry up, you guys. Without its counterinsurgent agency.
Having disposed of Clyde temporarily, Drooley hurries off to a nearby fencing salon for a rendezvous with President Wrong Q. Meanwhile, the puppet general is feverishly searching for a way to break the news that he intends to quit their partnership in crime. In his distracted state, Q fails to notice the diminutive, if gruff-voiced, fencing instructor who is watching him with particular interest.
Oh, now let me see. How can I explain this to him? You see, I must be firm, yet subtle. Subtle, yet firm. Oh, let me try this. Tim, for many long years now, we have been screwing each other. No, that is wrong. That is totally the wrong approach. I know. I will get right to the point. Tim, you son of a bitch!
Yes?
Oh, Tim, my friend. I have something to discuss with you.
Attention, messieurs. La classe commence. Anchor, monsieur!
Tim, listen. The chicken has decided to fly the coop.
What?
Monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Anchor, monsieur.
The sheep has found greener pastures.
I don't follow you, Q.
Very curt. Anchor, monsieur.
Try this, okay? The kiwi has found new boots to polish.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
For Christ's sake, I'm getting out, Pinhead.
You're getting out?
Yes.
But why?
If I get out, the ambassador has promised me the presidency for life.
Please engage, monsieur. Anchor.
Can't get out.
Oh, yes, I can.
No! You've made a very comfortable living from this trade, get it?
So what? I've changed. Wait a minute. Monsieur, I am so very thirsty in my throat, you know.
So?
Why don't you go get me a glass of water?
Mais, monsieur!
Go!
Continue la classe. Water, huh?
Okay, now get this. If you get out, everything falls apart.
If I stay in, what do I get?
What would you say to X-90?
X-90? The final solution. The disease that attaches itself only to yellow skin. X-90! Total victory! I must have it. Can you get it for me?
Well, I'm not sure. That depends on you.
Monsieur, here is your water.
This is water.
Mais, monsieur, you ask for water.
I never drink water. Go and get me a cheeseburger.
Mais, monsieur.
Just go. He's gone. Now, tell me, what must I do?
First, we must eliminate the man who stands in our way.
Who do you mean?
The ambassador.
The ambassador?
We spent years setting up a perfect system. Then some State Department whiz kid decides to blow it away overnight.
You would have me kill the ambassador. It's dishonorable. It's cowardly. It's treason.
It's X-90.
It's done. How?
We will both work with the Dragon Lady.
But I've already told her I have to shut her down.
Never mind. She has reason to do away with the ambassador. More reason than she suspects.
Sorry, mon général. No cheeseburgers. Continue la classe.
Did you know the ambassador's son was seen last night at the White Monkey Bar?
No.
I think the boy will fit neatly into our plans. I have gained intelligence from him that a certain Blossom might be wise to our activities.
Blossom?
All right. Now I leave that to your imagination.
But I have no imagination.
Je suis fini, Monsieur Professor.
Et moi aussi.
Je suis fini. Les classes sont finies. Au revoir, messieurs.
One more thing. The boy will be in our possession when we need him.
Check.
I'll see you later.
Yes, yes. Oh, wait, Tim. I have just thought of something in my head. If X-90 destroys everything with yellow skin, well, what about me?
Don't worry, old man. With you, it's only skin deep.
Oh, yes, of course, only skin. Wait a minute, Tim. Wait, wait!
Ha ha! Touché, messieurs.
A very informative lesson. Those fools went to great pains to find a secure place to rendezvous. Little did they suspect that Blossom has been their teacher all along with the aid of this false beard and fencing mask. Now I know that Ruli suspects me, so my days may be numbered. But I am closer to the secret of X-90, the disease that attaches itself only to yellow skin. Is that what they will send in place of troops? You know, I understand that they will stop at nothing, but how far that goes still surprises me. Now, how do I stop those dogs from getting...
Blossom! I know who murdered Harold. It was the Reverend Tim Drooley. I caught him outside disguised as a fencer, but he shot more drugs into me before I could do anything.
Yes. Tim Drooley is a U.S. counterinsurgency agent, and he's working with General Rong Q.
You mean that murderer is an agent of my government? I don't believe it.
You'd better believe it. They're planning to kill your father.
Dad? But why?
Because your father wants to stop the drug trade, and he's the only obstacle to a new secret weapon called X-90.
I get it. So the General and Drooley are really commie agents
who... No! They are really anti-commie agents, trying desperately to keep their mercenary forces together.
We and our allies are fighting for freedom.
You and your puppets are fighting for profit. And what makes profit here? Ask Tim Drooley. Junk is the main line of his policy.
What? Look, I'm not going to get into a big political debate with you. Now, what are we going to do about Dad?
You must go to him at once and warn him of the plot against his life.
Right.
But be careful. You're in danger. Remember, don't stop for anyone you meet.
I won't stop for anyone I meet.
Remember your mission.
Yes. Blossom, aren't you going to come along with me?
I have to get back to the White Monkey Bar.
Blossom?
Yes, Lieutenant?
I...
Yes, Lieutenant?
Blossom, you're swell.
At last, Clyde is convulsed with growing affection for Blossom. As he rushes off to warn his father, concern for his own safety is thrown to the wind. Caught in a traffic jam, he leaves his taxi to run the rest of the way, and...
I've almost reached the embassy gate. Wait a minute. Someone's fallen in the street up ahead. Why, it's a nun.
Oh, help me. I'm hurt.
A nun in distress.
Remember your mission.
Oh, I agonizing pain.
I must not stop for anyone I may meet.
Remember your mission.
Yes.
Oh, soldier, help me, please.
All right, ma'am, but I'm in a terrible hurry, so I'll just pick you up and I'll carry you into the embassy. Jesus Christ, you're heavy.
Oh, sir, thank you so much, but please, don't use our Lord's name.
In vain.
Truly, the needle.
Golly, I'm almost beginning to like this feeling. No, I've got to struggle against it. Yeah.
Out cold, eh? This younger generation can't take it. Hey, Spyro, bring the cab over here. Okay, take us to the White Monkey Bar.
Yeah, right, boss.
Let us leave Clyde and Julie's unsavory clutches and leap ahead to their destination, the White Monkey Bar, where the Dragon Lady is engrossed in her favorite occupation, counting her ill-gotten gains.
300,000? 400,000? 500,000?
Oh, sorry to be late, madam.
Well, Blossom, what are you in a sweat about?
But how can you be so calm? Isn't the general about to close us down?
Yes, this could be the last million I'll ever make. Here, help me count this money. I find that it has a soothing effect.
But, madam, you put the general where he is today.
It was helpful to have a friend in the government. 700.
But now the wind has changed, and so has your friend. Aren't you going to do anything about him?
Who knows? Maybe the wind will change again.
But how can you be sure? With these lackeys like the general, nothing is certain. You watch. I bet Ron Q will be back here saying he's your friend. Are you going to be ready for him?
I love a good fight.
If you were only fighting for more than yourself, you would not be all alone, and your victory would be much greater.
Don't preach. I need no one, and I don't like to share. Here, put this money away and bring me my headache box.
You mean this one? With the hypodermic needle? But I thought you only took aspirin.
This treatment will stop my worst headache permanently. It's poison. Ah, that should be my headache now. Let the general in, Blossom.
Surprised to see me, Fro-Fro!
Ah, the perpetual puppet. Oh, I mean a president. At the White Monkey Bar. Aren't you afraid of a scandal?
I have God knows.
Oh, had they offered you the throne, sir?
Perhaps he is to become the first Asian pope.
I know. Rolling Stone is going to interview you.
Yo, Blossom, get out. Wait, Blossom. The general seems to be overheated. Do we have something that will cool him off?
I see I'm interrupting a most touching tête-à-tête. So I shall go.
Oh, no, General. Forgive our little joke. You are my lord and master. Do not abandon me.
I wasn't sure you still felt this way.
Your fiery breath is my oxygen. Your fierce pulse, my heartbeat. I became your slave the moment your lips first touched my shoe.
What a woman!
Ready for the medicine, madam?
Yes. Thank you, Blossom. You can leave us now.
It's exquisite.
I don't trust that girl. Don't worry about her. Just close your eyes while I loosen your collar. Relax, Cusy. I'm going to take care of you.
That's it, Fro-Fro. And now, I'm yours.
And soon you will be mine forever.
At least until we kill the ambassador.
The ambassador?
Oh, yes. Change of plans. You see, the embassy is not as great as the agency. If we kill the ambassador, they will give me
COVID-19.
What's that?
A new disease invented by the Pentagon, fatal to all Asians.
Fatal to all Asians? Are you contemplating suicide?
Oh, no. You see, I am no longer officially Asian.
Oh, come off it.
The agency assured me of this. And with this weapon, I can have total victory as soon as we kill the ambassador.
What do you mean, we, white man?
A dragon lady, I've always told you you should read the newspaper.
What? I need to know they don't print.
But if you read the newspaper, you would know the ambassador's name.
What is it? Large? Ford? Rockefeller? What's the difference?
What about Clyde Dilsworth Junka II?
Not the one who was in Singapore a few years ago?
That's the one, Fro-Fro.
The only man who ever crossed me and lived.
But I never told you.
Such is the wisdom of the agency.
What else do they know?
Everything.
Then who is Mr. Big?
Perhaps not that. But you remember that young officer you enchanted last evening?
The kid?
His name is Clyde Dilsworth Junka III.
His son?
Yes.
No doubt whelped by that cherry vanilla debutante he went back to.
Oh, don't be catty, my dear.
Come here, you handsome devil.
Fro-Fro, why are you holding that needle behind your back?
Oh, this? It's nothing. You don't think I would dream of harming the man who provides me with such a diabolical revenge?
Well, what are you going to do now, Fro-Fro?
I plan to invite the ambassador to a very special celebration. One that he'll never live down.
Oh, that's good, that's good. But there is one thing you haven't noticed. Our little mountain flower has sprouted ears.
What are you talking about?
Nobody understands anything I say. Okay. I will show you. I will show you exactly what I mean right behind this beaded curtain here. Blossom knows too much.
Blossom, you are spying on me. For that, you must be punished.
Oh, don't trouble yourself about it, Fro-Fro. I have a friend who will find great amusement in subjecting our little Mata Hari to a slow and horrible death.
You two are making a bad mistake.
Oh, Blossom, you frighten me so.
Has Blossom's luck run out? She has fallen into the clutches of the unscrupulous warlord Rong Q and cannot expect help from Clyde as he is locked in Druli's hideout. Meanwhile, the treacherous CIA agent is alone in the office of Ambassador Junker and is planting an electronic bug so he can later frame the official with a doctored tape record. However, his furtive action is being watched by the ambassador behind a one-way mirror. Junker Sr. decides to play along with Druli and enters his office as though nothing were amiss.
Why, hello, Tim. What a pleasant surprise.
Jesus loves you, Ambassador.
You can drop your cover now, Agent Druli. I need to get the straight lowdown on the progress of our anti-drug campaign.
If you want lowdown, I'm your man.
So it seems. I'm sorry to say that despite my frank talk with Rong Q, The White Monkey Bar is still in operation.
That doesn't surprise me.
How do you explain the mysterious power of this dragon lady?
Wouldn't you like to find out for yourself?
Look at this. Why, it's a letter sealed with wax. And it's scented with perfume. Very nice. Must be from a lady.
As a matter of fact, it's from the number one lady.
Let's see what it says. When the eagle soars, all the beasts tremble with fear. What is that supposed to mean?
The eagle. That must be you, Ambassador.
Oh, yes, of course. Beasts tremble with fear, but the dragon's heart quivers with love. What is this, some kind of native proverb?
It's one of those inscrutable compliments. She must be trying to flatter you.
It's an invitation. The dragon lady humbly requests the honor of Mr. Junker's presence at her humble establishment this evening at 8 to sample local delicacies and to discuss matters of mutual interest, RSVP. Well, well, how does it happen that you bring me this?
Let's just say I have connections, Ambassador. I knew the General was just a figurehead, and that eventually you'd want to deal with the boss herself.
Not bad, Tim. Though there's a bit too much cloak and dagger about it for my blood. Where have I smelled this perfume before? But I couldn't agree with you more about General Rong Q. In my judgment, the man's a loser. Is there a suitable replacement on deck?
Well, with 5 coups in 4 years, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. However, there is one possibility. General Big Dong.
Big Dong? I don't think I'm familiar with him.
He's a reliable man.
Who is he?
Myself. You see, I'll be disguised as a Buddhist monk who renounces his vows and converts to militant Judaism. The Israelis will love it.
I'm sorry, Tim, but, this...
Well, how about a kamikaze holy roller? Nam-myoho Ringyo-ko.
Look, Master of Disguises, I don't want to discourage you, but you'll have to soft-pedal this stuff, or Walter Cronkite will catch on. What we really need is some bona fide local figure who has not been linked to the drug trade. I'm sure you'll come up with something.
I'll do my best. But are you going to accept the Dragon Lady's invitation? You know, she's one local attraction you don't want to miss.
Since you put it that way, why not? I could stand a little diversion before I wind up my assignment. You see, I plan to scuttle this drug traffic and then steam back to the States with my son in tow. And heaven help anybody who abandons ship. Get my drift?
Let's hope you're all at sea as soon as possible. But you are going to the White Monkey Bar tonight.
You don't think it might be a trap?
A trap? If it is, then we'll need you as a decoy.
What? Look here, Drooly.
Don't worry, Ambassador. I'll arrange to be there myself, right in the line of fire.
You seem to know the consequences of what you're doing. But one last question. Who is Mr. Big?
Would you believe me if I said, I don't know?
I don't know. Trendog, you may telephone the Dragon Lady and tell her I accept the invitation with expectant pleasure. Till tonight, then, Tim.
Till tonight, Ambassador.
Now, let me look under this table and see what that scoundrel has been up to. Ha! Just as I thought, an electronic listening device. Now it's out of commission. Well, Trendog, why do you suppose Drooly planted this?
I don't know. Maybe he got recording contract with Grunt.
Another of your inscrutable jokes, eh? Well, cut the comedy and follow that man wherever he goes. Don't let him out of your sight.
Okay, I'm going. I'm going to take Meat Cleaver with me.
Well, Drooly, this time you've gone too far.
The ambassador would be even more disturbed if he knew that his beloved son and the girl Blossom are prisoners in Drooly's subterranean lair below the streets of Long Pin's native quarter. At this moment, they are alone, and the handcuffed Blossom is trying to revive her drugged friend.
Clyde! Wake up! Wake up! It's me, Blossom!
Blossom, tired, Blossom. Go to sleep.
Snap out of it, Clyde!
Listen. Yeah. Did you get a chance to warn your father?
Father, Dad, got to warn Father.
Oh, he's probably on his way to an ambush at the White Monkey Bar right now. Oh, this is ridiculous. Me trying to save the American ambassador. Clyde.
Yeah.
Clyde, you've got to stand up.
Yeah.
Come on now, and start walking around in a circle.
Circle.
One, two, three, four.
Blossom, the clouds have parted. I can see clearly now.
Good. Can you help me get this handcuffs off?
I'll try.